interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. Can you believe we are wrapping up January? It's a blink and then it's over, and we have so much to look forward to in February, and I can't wait to introduce you to our friends that are back again representing Garden Fest. Before I bring the ladies on, I do want to give a quick shout out to Michelina's. Have you dined at Michelina's in Stewart? It's off of US 1 across from Stewart Bowl. Authentic Italian cuisine, open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m. But one of the things that they create that I think is so brilliant, as we're back into the hustle of school and sports and all the things, are these family meals to go. You call ahead and they will have dinner for up to six people for under $60. And you will simply warm it and serve it, and it's nutritious and delicious, and you didn't have to do a thing. And you don't even have to re-put it in fancy cookware if you don't wish to, which is essentially then no dishes. I mean, it's brilliant, friends. Michelina's is also the host of our Stewart Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. So as you plan for February, if you wish to get out there and network, give commercials, earn some referral partners as well as resource partners, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network is the group that you're going to want to come break bread. Ladies only. The first Tuesday, Port St. Lucie, Tudo Fresco. The second Friday, Twisted Lime and Vero. And the third Wednesday, Stewart Michelina's. And we'll hope that you'll join us there. All right. You know, there's always good food and good viewing of options to enhance one's outdoors, whether you are a master gardener or you're just looking to add curb appeal to your property. Garden Fest is where you want to be, friends. And yours truly, Anna Valencia Tillery with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, is proud to be a supporter yet again for Gardens Fest. It's an event that I look forward to every year. And I happen to have our event chairwomen here in the studio today. We have Karen Vatlin and Barb Russell. And these ladies have worked tirelessly to bring this event to life for how long now? I mean, you two are partners in crime for decades.
24 years.
Oh, my goodness. Happy anniversary, ladies. I love it. I love it. Now, this is something that is free to the public, yet it's one that you want to be able to budget for, because if you know what vendors you want to see, and if you have an idea of some trees or some greeneries or different things that you want to incorporate, you bring your wagon. By golly, you can fill it up. Isn't that the truth, Karen?
More than once.
More than once.
Absolutely. We have a plant holding. You can go take it to plant holding, fill up your wagon again, and then at the end you can get the Boys and Girls Club to come help you with their wagons. And you can take wagon loads to your big pickup truck.
Yes. You know, that's always been a feature that I've loved, because sometimes you just stumble upon Garden Fest. Maybe they are visiting family or friends, or maybe they are new to the area and they really did not know what to expect. And then they fall in love with all these things and they're like, well, how am I going to get it? And there's already a solution with the Boys and Girls Club of Indian River County being on property, helping make sure that we can get all these purchases to one's vehicle. But we're talking like a lot of vendors, right, Barb? Like more like 80?
Yeah, over 80 vendors, sorted all sorts of great things. Like you were saying, we have trees, we have bushes, we have flowers, and we have yard art for the whimsical people out there.
Me?
Yes.
I always get a new piece every year.
We have an aquatic vendor that has aquatic plants, and he sets up a beautiful display. It's amazing.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You want to go put your toes in his pool.
He says, come on over. Do
does.
It. And in addition to the vendors, which it's open Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to talk hours and times and all that, but it can really be not just for the vendors that are there or sponsors such as myself, but it can be an all-day experience. You can come, you can mosey about, you can have lunch. It's
yes, we've evolved like so many other organizations into having food trucks.
Uh-huh.
So we've got multiple food vendors. we very carefully select what we like.
Yeah, smart, smart girls.
Right. And, you know, so, and like Karen said, we have plant holding, so you don't have to worry about what to do with your plants when you want to sit down and have lunch or coffee break or so forth.
Uh-huh.
And it's just
a nice also, walk in the park.
Also, yeah, it really is.
Also, you have we have children's events, kids, youth activities from 10 until 2, Karen?
10 until 2.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that there's something. In fact, it's amazing. I had no idea how important that is because there are a lot of people who come in based on the 10 to 2 window with the kids' activities. And sometimes they plant a plant. Sometimes they use decals and
tattoos
and all sorts of things. They also, right next to them, we've got a big piece of plywood with the typical little heads cut out so they can have pictures taken.
Little souvenir pictures.
Yes.
They can take
the Christmas picture for the next year, right?
They're so adorable. You're going to keep this forever, family.
Yes.
Well, and on top of that, you actually have learning breakout sessions throughout the event.
We do not anymore. We have the master gardeners there for questions.
Oh, you can ask them questions whenever.
Yep, and the vendors are there to answer questions. But sometimes the vendors are busy. So master gardeners are all there. They're there all day.
Okay.
9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. So you can ask them. Yeah.
They come with lots and lots of brochures, information.
Publications.
Sure.
That really handy. But again, our vendors are very, very knowledgeable too. So we found that having an expert situation, invariably it would either be too cold, too hot, or rain. You know, so it really wasn't conducive.
Or someone could have missed that talk from that was from 9 to 9:30.
Or they maybe showed up at 10 when they wanted to talk to somebody about moving, and it was you, and you were already on at 9.
Right, exactly. So now the master gardeners are accessible throughout the entire day.
Yeah,
and you find and that's really helpful, too, because sometimes you get really different things. Vendors are bringing different things that someone might not be familiar with, and so now they can go over and say, how will this go in my yard? Any tips? And it helps seal the purchase,
and
the deal.
They have handouts, too, with websites and stuff that will help you.
Okay.
And so it's about the Florida Extension, you know, Indian River County Extension agents, and the master gardeners are wonderful.
Oh, my goodness.
And then our choice on vendors, we try to assort, not have, let's say, the same type of orchid with 6 vendors sort of thing. We try to pick them with assorted, whether it's fruit trees or it's orchids or it's bromeliads or whatever. We try to give an assortment, a variety, so that as you walk through and have questions, you've got all this variety to decide. And then again, if master gardeners can even help you decide too. But it's great walking. You mentioned that. I find that it's great walk around one time and then
assess.
Then you get a little more serious when you go around and then maybe you have to stop at the food court and have a...
Right, I'm going to have to have a sandwich and ponder this.
I do have to tell you, it is a figure 8.
Ah.
We do not have a map because we have never figured out how we can label things without people running into them.
Uh-huh.
So it's a figure 8. Come in and do a figure 8 and you've hit everybody. We do not put dead ends.
We promise you won't get lost in Riverside Park.
You're going to be safe.
You know, we have these people having heart seizures. They want a map and you're going... Has anyone gotten lost in Riverside Park yet?
Right.
Right here in Vero Beach? You know, really?
If you have any concerns, come to the white glove tent. I will help you.
That's right. Anna can tell you.
Oh, the ultimate information. Yes.
Right. Okay. So let's talk times because this is the signature event of the year. And it's Saturday. What time?
February 7th, 9 to 5.
Uh-huh.
Sunday, February 8th, 9 to 4.
Okay.
In time, I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but you'll get home in plenty of time to watch the game.
I think it starts at 6:25 or something like that. I checked.
That's very specific. I love that.
I was working. I was working hard on that. Just as you have these people rolling their eyes, and it's Super Bowl. Really, you can't get there by 9 to 4.
Go to somebody else's party. It's going to be great. Just show up.
It's even better.
Just show up. It's going to be fine.
They won't know.
Yeah. The thing that I was really taken aback, I saw Karen present with some of the other Garden Club members, because again, this is hosted by
the Garden Club of Indian River County. Correct.
And you all, as an organization, have been very active in the community and the beautification of the community for quite some time.
Yeah, we have been in the community since 1928.
Oh, wow.
It's almost 100 years.
Yeah. Almost.
And I tell about the big oak trees that are along Victory Boulevard to the airport.
Yes.
In the 40s, we planted that. You know,
and
so
they're beautiful.
And we do a lot of nonprofits. We planted the median on Indian River Boulevard just north of Royal Palm. Mm. And 2 months later, somebody ran it over with their car.
Yeah.
And so we had to replant it.
We're so good at replanting. It's lovely. And you do scholarships.
We do scholarships, yes. We, through Indian River Foundation and the IRCC, we give 2 scholarships.
That's beautiful. And part of the ways that you bring in dollars
is Garden Fest.
Is Garden Fest.
And the sale of our ornament.
Yeah. Okay. So now at Garden Fest is raffles. And sometimes the raffles can be overlooked, which is why I want to make sure we mention it here today, because it is a great way to bring in those dollars for the overall.
It's difficult to overlook because we'll mug you when you come into the show.
There you go.
We have several members at each one of the two main entrances, and they'll just very politely ask you if you would like to participate in our raffle. It's 7 collections of a huge amount of items in each one. When you look and say, "Oh, I'll take collection number 5 or something," and because you've got a bundle of gift certificates or something, you win everything, and all of that's listed in the very center of our program. And you'll also get mugged. You'll get mugged when you come in, asked if you want a program. I tell you, the best reason to pick the program is that the raffle sitting in the middle.
Look
with
at
a
the
whole
breakout
listing. Yes.
What are the categories of the raffles?
On the Town, Glorious Gardens, Get Up and Go, Seaside Rendezvous, Eats and Treats, Shop Till You Drop, This and That. There's a lot of similarities between them because a lot of our businesses have given very similar gift certificates for food, you know, so much off, this sort of thing. There's some golf in here. There's some entrances to McKee, just a private tour at Ann Michael's house. I didn't see that. A dozen golf balls, you know, stuff like that, you know, all the way
along. Fishing charters, pontoon boat rides.
So what's the cost of the raffle tickets?
Ooh, 3 for $5. Is it in here?
1 for $5. 3 for $5. For $10.
Oh, good. She's got it.
7 for $20.
Oh, that's the
most
deal right there.
It's the most popular.
Yeah.
People just peel off a 20, and then
they get 7 tickets.
Then they get tickets, walk them over, give them the list, and they have to write their name and phone number.
Because you don't have to be there on Sunday when there's the drawing.
It's Monday afternoon
at the Garden Club will be the drawing. And then everybody gets called. And then they're told, come and get it. Because if they forget about us, we'll find somebody else who wants to win it.
But, right.
It's very, very exciting. People just scream, you know.
And you had mentioned the ornament. So every year there is a different ornament that's put on by the Garden Club.
And this year it was 100 years of Indian River County. And it sold out.
It was a beautiful
ornament. Way before Christmas. So the people who didn't get it, come to Garden Fest February 7th. We did a reorder, not a lot, but we did a reorder.
Ooh.
And we're going to sell them at the raffle tent at Garden Fest.
So come Saturday morning.
Exclusive.
Don't wait until Sunday afternoon because they've been gone.
Uh-huh.
Especially for the people who have the whole
collectors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very important.
It's beautiful. The 100.
Well, you I
just,
love it.
And
I just
won
want
one.
I just want it. They say good things happen to good people, friends. And I just won one. So there is that. If you're just tuning in to the Treasure Coast Insider, I'm chatting with Karen Vatlin and Barbara Russell. These incredible ladies are the event chairman of the annual Garden Fest, which we're celebrating 24 years of Garden Fest, bringing these incredible plants, trees, and more that honestly people drive from well outside of Vero Beach. I mean, and beyond the Treasure Coast.
We had a busload come from Sarasota.
See?
Garden clubbers.
Garden clubbers. Girls road trip.
Yep.
But we draw basically off of central and southern Florida. We advertise all the way out to Okeechobee and all the way down past the Palm Beaches. Plus, of course, what the internet does for us.
Right.
And the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs. But No, we draw from far away. Of course, the majority of people who come are from Indian River County, but
certainly
we got them coming from everywhere.
Rare treasures. I'm so excited to find my herb guy again. And every year I do get a new lawn ornament. I'm very excited. But we are talking Garden Fest, February 7th and 8th. And we want you to come because it's free.
It's free.
It's free. No animals. Right? No.
The city allows animals in the park. So we are not the dog police. So
last year, my neighbor brought his two ducks on a leash.
Did you say ducks?
Ducks.
Just checking.
Yes. We have pictures of him standing underneath the trellis.
With his ducks.
Yes. So we do not prohibit animals.
All animals is fine.
On leashes.
On leashes.
Well behaved.
They were on leashes.
Mm-hmm. That is preferred, indeed. So we're giving you the gist of all those fun things. And of course, a shout out to Union Home Mortgage, where mortgages is all that they do. Shannon and Lucy, they know the business in and out. They have a variety of products, whether you're upsizing, downsizing, adding to your investment portfolio. Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy, Union Home Mortgage of the Treasure Coast. So glad to have them as sponsors. So we'll be chatting with the girls. We're going to figure out some sponsors and some other fun things when we get back with more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
There's one Broadway musical critics are calling despicable, diabolical, unseemly, and, oh yes, ingenious. The New York Times calls it amongst the most inspiring musical in years. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Don't miss the bloody brilliant winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical and the new undisputed king of musical comedy. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Now playing through February 1st at the Riverside Theater. Get tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, 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 friends, we're wrapping up January strong. And if you are looking to, you know, have a fresh cut, color, style as we get ready for Valentine's, well, go see my friends at True Color Salon and Spa. Yes, it's in Vero. It's worth the drive. And it's the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. They have stylists for every hair type, every budget. They have evening and weekend hours, and they do more than just hair. We're talking skincare, massage, nails. They do it all at True Colors Salon and Spa. And then, of course, shout out to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Not only are we true community partners and take a lot of pride in helping people with the heavy lifting, one piece or many across the street, state, or country, but we really do enjoy having the ability to earn one's business again, right? And oftentimes we have repeat customers say, you made it so easy the last time. Love to have you come back. It's a free estimate. Interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. And if I'm not mistaken, I've helped move both of these beautiful ladies I love it. We're talking about Garden Fest and the Garden Club of Indian River County. I have Karen Vatlin and Barbara Russell, these very busy event chair women are hard at work because 1 week from now is Garden Fest. It's been 24 years of tradition and it just keeps improving and getting better with cool new vendors, right? We have some fresh ones.
We have, I'm just 9 new vendors.
Ooh.
Some are plants. Some are very unique plants. Some are yard art.
Very
artistic. You know, you want to put a flamingo in your yard?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if they carry flamingos, but anyway. So, yeah, we have a bunch of new vendors and,
I love
we're
it.
We're getting excited.
We should be because we're in the home stretch. And
but, you know, we have people who come back over and over again, including White Glove.
Yep. Happy
and
to support.
We always appreciate your Blue Ribbon sponsorship.
Let's highlight some of the other Blue Ribbon sponsors, shall we?
Absolutely. We have, I got to find my way. Oh, they're in the front. Bungalow Home. They're new to us.
Oh, great.
Yes. Orlando Health is going to be with us.
Oh.
You.
Ox Floor Coverings.
Oh.
Which they did my garage floor. And now the addition, return of Hummingbird care services.
Oh, yes. Like they had a tent last year for like emergency.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They just had a tent to let people know
what they
do.
And it's a pretty purple tent.
Is it? I don't remember.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's pretty.
I know they have a tent.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have excellent sponsors. Really great sponsors.
Well, these are our Blue Ribbons. These are the ones who sponsored so much that they're going to be in the park.
We have
many, many more also, but you guys are the Blue Ribbons, and we really appreciate you.
Oh, well, we
especially
love
White
back.
Glove, as Anna told you, they've moved both Karen and me.
Yeah, right? Just both.
It's very handy. I always say handsome, handy, and helpful men with muscle. It's never overrated. I swear
by
it. Now, the Garden Club, we had mentioned in the first half that we have the fundraising that happens at Garden Fest, in addition with the raffles that winners will be announced that Monday, the February 9th. And for just $20, you can get 7 tickets and you can do any intervals of those throughout the weekend. Additionally, there is the opportunity to potentially rent the space, the beautiful Garden Club home.
It is beautiful. We have weddings, we have tea parties, we have baby showers and, you know, young kids' birthdays.
HOAs.
HOAs. Rent
meetings,
it.
Orchid
Society meets there.
And you can fit more than 100 people.
Yes, more than 100 people.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And we have the tables and the chairs and everything, so you don't have to rent that
in
stuff.
In the backyard, it's a garden club. It's lovely for photographs.
Yes.
And we have
just
lots
for
of
walking
parking.
Around.
And lots of parking. All the things you need in
all
a space.
All the things you need.
And the website is also beautiful and very user-friendly.
Yes.
Absolutely. GardenClubOfIRC.org. And it's got tabs on it guiding you through what rentals and Garden Fest and the ornament. And the homepage kind of summarizes all the good things about us. And there is information about rental there.
And what about if someone wants to be a vendor? I mean, this year is closed, obviously.
Under the Garden Fest tab is sponsors and vendors and all the general information you would need. And it's pretty generic for each year. We haven't raised our prices in a long time.
Oh, long, long time.
Yeah. Would. And how many people are we projecting coming through next weekend?
20,000 is what
we
say.
Sir. Wow,
and people, our new vendors are like, oh my.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, they come thinking it's little old Vero, and they don't realize what 24 years of working at this.
Tradition
and quality.
Yeah.
You have to apply to us. It's not, we don't just send out applications to anyone and send them a contract and say, sure, we're not an art and craft show.
There's
there
no
many
clothing.
Of those.
Right. There's no candles. There's no hats.
And the food vendors are only in the food court.
Right.
We don't have somebody selling homes jellies and jams. Oh, it sounds like your sound.
It does. It does indeed. We hope that you'll come join us and the incredible group of volunteers with the Indian River Garden Club for Garden Fest next week. All day Saturday, all day Sunday. Sunday we wrap up at 4, just in time for Super Bowl. Amanda Valencia, Tillery, thank you, ladies. Cheers.
Thank